Welcome back here with the news at 1 on RTE Radio 1. An average of 2 people every hour have been arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs over the bank holiday weekend. That's double what it was on Easter weekend last year. 3 people have died, a woman in her 30s on Friday evening at Killisheen in County Tipperary, a 17-year-old boy walking near Claremorris on Saturday night, and a man in his 60s cycling at Knocknagee in County Kildare yesterday morning. For more, we've been talking to Garda Inspector Pádraig Hutton of the Road Policing Unit in Limerick.
We set up, as standard with all our bank holiday weekends, major policing operations in place, involved in Roads Policing Unit and our community engagement units here in Limerick. And we've set up a checkpoint here at Monerla and Adair. So for your listeners, that's when you come off the motorway as you travel towards Kerry, and where the motorway ends, there's a nice stretch of straight road, and we have a large uniform presence here targeting lifesaver offences. It also gives us the benefit of just refocusing people's minds that have travelled on the motorway from distance and travelling in this direction, that the motorway has ended and we're back on primary routes and primary roads, and get the drivers thinking in the space that they should be thinking, that they're no longer on the motorway.
And what sort of things have you been stopping people for this morning?
So we've been stopping people for drink driving, drug driving, so driving whilst intoxicated, safety belts, and all other roads are lifesaver offences, using a mobile phone whilst driving, and those offences. So unfortunately, we have one drug driver that was arrested there just in the region of 15 minutes ago. That young male has been taken to Inishreek Garda Station, where now he will undergo a blood sample, and depending on the results of that sample, a decision will be made then on how best to proceed.
And overall, how busy have Gardaí been nationwide this weekend?
So this weekend, so in the last 24 hours, 45 people have been arrested nationally for on suspicion of driving whilst intoxicated, whether that be drink and drugs or both. And this weekend, and since the commencement operation on Thursday, 140 drivers have been arrested for driving on suspicion of driving whilst intoxicated. It's an alarming high number for us, and it just gives that. It also sends that message that we are out there. Roads policing units, community engagement units, our colleagues in crime functional areas, we are out there, tackling this serious, serious problem, and doing our best to reduce these numbers.
And sadly, there have been the loss of 3 lives this weekend too.
Yes, there's those 3 lives lost, bringing it to 58 deceased so far this year in 53 incidents. Obviously, that's an increase from 42 in 2023, working off the same time frame. So it's a trend, it's a real concern for me and for my officers here in Roads Policing and Community Engagement Units. And it's something that we're doing everything we can to reverse.
Why do you think this year has proved to be a more dangerous year on Irish roads than last year?
That's a difficult one. It's a difficult one to put an answer on. What I can say is that we are doing all we can. My previous role prior to roads policing was drugs and crime. And whilst I was in drugs and crime, I was actively involved in roads policing detection. So this concept that roads policing issues are a matter for roads policing units is cannot be further from the truth. We have today at our checkpoint here now, we have community engagement officers with us, community policing officers with us, and our colleagues in crime function areas are also out there detecting and doing our best in relation to the roads issue. Furthermore, our ability to detect drug drivers, the equipment we use now and the advanced technology, it's very easy now. It's like a COVID test that you do at roadside, and because it's small, it's a unit that any member can have. We can do these drug tests now across the organisation, as to previously there was a fairly bulky machine that was required to be in certain vehicles at certain times. So now the advancement of technology and our commitment to this drug driving issue has brought the drug driving issue really to the fore, and we're doing all we can.
What are you expecting this afternoon? There will be many people heading back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, our statistics tell us the real risk times at bank holiday weekends, particularly a Saturday, but also from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock on any given day. So this afternoon, from 3 p.m. to 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. is a real high risk time, and that's because a lot of people who have spent time away with families over the Easter weekend are back on the road and travelling to get back to their homes or back to wherever they're from to get back to work on Tuesday. So what we're appealing to drivers, appealing to motorcyclists, think about what they're doing today. A car weighs inaccessible majority of times, in excess of a ton. You're driving a piece of equipment that weighs more than a ton, and you have huge responsibility. Motorcyclists, get that gear, that high visibility gear on you to prove the chances of a driver seeing you when you're on your motorbike. Pedestrians, when you're out walking, is the road suitable for where you are walking? And are you wearing high vis? Cyclists, the same. Helmets, high visibility gear, and think about where you choose to cycle your bicycle. These are huge factors that can have a massive result in what we're doing.
That's Garda Inspector Padraig Sutton of the Road Policing Unit speaking to us from County Limerick earlier today.